Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Masiya Files. I'm Dylan Carrillo. Today, we're doing something a little different. As many of you know, the Masiya Files and the TRC Research Center are dedicated to investigating the unknown. We examine historical records, field reports, unusual artifacts, eyewitness accounts, and mysteries that don't have simple or obvious explanations. Over the past several months, we've received comments from people asking if we already know the answers to these mysteries. Some have suggested that we've already decided what we believe and that our investigations are simply an attempt to prove a predetermined conclusion. I want to address that directly. That simply isn't true. If you followed our investigations for any length of time, you've probably noticed that our own team doesn't always agree with one another. Sometimes we look at the same evidence and reach completely different conclusions. Our recent joint investigations with CTA are a perfect example. We examined the same locations, documented much of the same physical evidence, and still interpreted it differently. That's not a problem. That's exactly how honest investigation should work. At TMF, we don't begin with answers. We begin with questions. Our objective isn't to prove a particular theory. It's to gather as many reliable facts as we can, compare them with historical records, examine the evidence carefully, and then make the best judgment possible based on what we know today. And even then, we're always willing to change our minds if better evidence comes along. Nothing in our investigations is considered permanently solved. Every new document, every witness, every artifact, every field trip has the potential to change our understanding. That's why we've invited someone whose perspective we greatly respect. Joining us today is Dr. Thaddeus Malone, a psychologist, researcher, and longtime student of unusual human experiences. Dr. Malone has spent years studying reports of unexplained phenomena, not from the standpoint of proving extraordinary claims, but from understanding what the available evidence actually tells us, and just as importantly, what it doesn't. Dr. Malone has reviewed a considerable amount of material from the TRC Research Center, including portions of the TOX archive, field investigations, witness accounts, and historical documents. We've asked him to share his current assessment, not as someone trying to convince us of a particular theory, but as someone evaluating the evidence as objectively as possible. So, Dr. Malone, let me begin with what may be the biggest question our followers have. Do you believe the evidence suggests we've been visited by what people often describe as little green men from some distant planet? Or do you believe the evidence points toward an entirely different phenomenon that we're only beginning to understand? Dr. Malone, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Dylan. And thank you for inviting me to be part of today's discussion. I think you began with something that's extremely important. You said that the Masiya Files and the TRC Research Center are looking for answers, not trying to prove answers. That's exactly why I've enjoyed working with your organization. Too many investigations begin with a conclusion and then spend years looking for evidence to support it. That's not how research should work. Good investigators should be willing to let the evidence lead them, even if it takes them somewhere completely unexpected. Now, to answer your question, do I believe we're being visited by little green men flying here from distant planets? Well, probably not. At least, that's not where I would place my confidence today. But, and this is important, I don't dismiss that possibility simply because it sounds extraordinary. Science advances by examining possibilities, not by refusing to consider them. So while I'm not an advocate of the traditional extraterrestrial explanation, I certainly wouldn't exclude it from consideration if compelling evidence eventually supported it. Having said that, my own thinking has gradually moved in a different direction. The more historical accounts I examine, the more witness statements I compare, the more field investigations I review, the more I find myself wondering whether we're dealing with something much stranger than visitors arriving from another planet. I believe the more likely explanation is that many of these encounters involve some form of connection with another reality, or perhaps another dimension of time. Now, before anyone misunderstands me, I'm not presenting that as established fact. I'm presenting it as the explanation that currently seems most consistent with the evidence I've studied. Can I explain exactly how such a connection would work? No. And if I attempted to do so, I would simply be guessing. That's not science. Good science has to be comfortable saying, I don't know. Unfortunately, many people see those three words as weakness. I see them as the beginning of discovery. Throughout history, mysteries have usually existed because humanity lacked one critical piece of knowledge. Centuries ago, we didn't understand lightning. We didn't understand disease. We didn't understand gravity. We didn't understand the movement of planets. Those weren't supernatural mysteries. They were mysteries created by incomplete knowledge. As our understanding grew, those mysteries slowly became ordinary facts. I suspect we're experiencing something very similar today. We're observing events that don't fit comfortably within our current understanding of reality. That doesn't necessarily make them impossible. It simply means we're missing information. Personally, I find myself returning again and again to one idea. Imagine two realities, separated by an incredibly thin boundary, or perhaps two different periods of time existing much closer together than we currently understand. Most of the time, that boundary remains closed. But what if there are locations where that separation becomes extraordinarily thin? Places where, for reasons we don't yet understand, information, objects, energy, or perhaps even living beings, can occasionally cross from one side to the other. That's the idea I find most compelling. Not because I can prove it, but because it seems capable of explaining a remarkable number of otherwise unrelated observations. Now, are we talking about two physical worlds? Two dimensions, different timelines, parallel realities? I honestly don't know. And I don't think anyone else knows either. We're simply trying to develop hypotheses that best fit the evidence available today, here at the Mesilla Files and the TRC Research Center. You've chosen to refer to these possible connections as the Mesilla Veil. I think that's an appropriate name, but I've often wondered whether we've made one assumption that may eventually prove incorrect. We tend to speak about the Mesilla Veil. Singular. What if there isn't just one? What if there are many? Many locations, many points of contact, many places where this boundary becomes unusually thin. If that's true, then perhaps what we're seeing in southern New Mexico isn't unique. Perhaps it's simply one location where these connections are easier to recognize. If such connections truly exist, the implications are extraordinary. Information might pass through. Artifacts might pass through. Knowledge might pass through. And yes, perhaps even people. That possibility alone would explain why investigators occasionally encounter historical accounts that seem impossible, objects that don't fit their apparent age, or stories that refuse to disappear despite generations of skepticism. Can I prove any of that today? No, absolutely not. And that's the correct answer. But I don't believe it will always be the correct answer. Human knowledge has a remarkable way of expanding. Questions that once seemed impossible eventually become measurable. Theories become experiments. Experiments become discoveries. I believe the day will come when we understand these connections far better than we do now. Perhaps we'll learn how they form. Perhaps we'll discover why they appear only in certain places. Perhaps we'll even learn to predict them. And perhaps, one day, human beings will intentionally pass through that veil, whether that means entering another reality, another world, or another time. I cannot say, but I hope I live long enough to find out. Because if there's one thing I've learned during my career, it's this. The greatest mistake we can make is believing we've already discovered everything there is to know. History has proven us wrong too many times. I have every reason to believe it will do so again. Thank you.
Dr. Malone, thank you. I think you've done something that's becoming increasingly important here at the Mesilla Files and the TRC Research Center. You reminded all of us that asking good questions is every bit as important as finding answers. As you've heard today, Dr. Malone isn't asking anyone to accept his theories as fact. He's simply sharing where the current evidence has led him, and, just as importantly, where the evidence has not yet taken us. That's exactly how we want to conduct our investigations. We'll continue exploring every possibility. We'll continue examining new evidence. We'll continue challenging our own conclusions. And when new facts emerge, we'll be willing to change our opinions. Because that's what honest research requires. Whether the answers ultimately point toward another world, another time, another dimension, or something none of us has yet imagined, our commitment remains the same. We'll continue searching, we'll continue documenting, and we'll continue sharing what we discover with all of you. I'd also like to encourage everyone watching to become part of the investigation. Visit our website, explore the reports, study the evidence, and let us know what you think. Some of the best questions we've investigated have come directly from our followers. Thank you again, Dr. Malone, for sharing your thoughts and your experience. And thank you to all of you for joining us for another archive session. Until next time, collect everything, verify what you can, question everything else. I'm Dylan Carrillo. The records have been preserved. The investigation continues.